Morning, peeps.
It is just after 9 in the morning. Obviously, it's Saturday, the 6th of December. I'm just getting dressed, actually. Kate's just had a nice bath.
Yes.
So, coffee's on downstairs. In fact, I think it's done. But I'm gonna wait for Kate because we're gonna do sort of a joint boo about. We had a really strange night. Oh, it was a pain, really.
I'm here. Hello.
Yes.
I'm so glad I'm an audio boo. Can't see my current state. I'm currently in clothesless.
Ooh.
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway. Yeah, we had a really odd night. It was one of those. We got to bed at, oh god, it was quite early. It was about 10 o'clock because we decided to do our usual routine and get into bed with a cup of tea, some chocolate, and listen to some Vintage Archers.
Yeah.
So we did that. That was fine. And then we decided to settle down and try and sleep. What was the first thing that happened? Was the row the first thing, or did something else happen before that?
I think the row was first.
Yeah.
Because we were listening to the
Archers. That's right. So I was just dropping off, and suddenly Kate sort of went, oh my god. And I heard it, and she said, can you hear that outside? And some people, it sounded like quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a... I think they were drunk, to be honest. Because when you think about it, it was like 11:30 on a Friday night. And they were in the car park, which is where my bedroom window faces. And they were shouting and yelling, and it sounded like they were kicking cars in.
Yeah.
We're sure we heard smashing glass on a few occasions.
Yeah, definitely.
And Kate was like, oh my God. Oh my God, that's horrible. And I said, unfortunately, you do hear that around here quite a bit. Either that or you hear people coming home from the pub and they'll start having a furious row. Or you'll hear, one night I heard somebody trying to bash someone's front door in and saying that they were going to smash the effing thing in if they didn't answer. And I was like, oh, nice. So there was that. So we were like, oh, and it went on for ages, didn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
And then, apart from that, the night... Oh, we woke up at one point and Kate was like, oh! And I said, that is someone scraping ice off their car.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they put the windscreen wipers on, so all you could do was this... Shh, shh, shh. And it really did sound strange, but because I was more awake,
yeah.
I very quickly realised what it was. And Kate was like, what? It's all right, it's someone scraping ice off their car, so it must be blooming cold out there. But apart from that, the night dragged. Oh, we woke up at one point, what's the time? And it was 2:48. No, 1:48. We were like,
yeah.
Okay, is that all? Because it felt as if we'd been asleep for hours. So we dropped back off, and then we woke up again, and I thought, now surely it's going to be about 6 o'clock. Looked at my clock, 3:32 a.m.
Oh.
I was like, oh, really? And it's funny because we always seem to wake up at the same time. If one of us is awake, the other one is. So I lay there, I said, I fancy a cup of tea. And Kate said, yeah, I'm me. So I went and made us another cup of tea, brought it back up, listened to some more Archers.
Which was really nice.
Which was really nice. And then we did sort of... I dozed, but not... I didn't go into a proper sleep, I don't think, because I heard the ice being scraped off the car and I heard people sort of up and about. But yeah, it was just a really odd night.
It was
one of those nights that was just...
Everything felt really eerie.
It did, it was strange. I don't know. I don't quite know what all that was about.
Oh, talking of eerie, have you done a boo about what happened the other night?
No, we haven't.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay, the other night, the night before last, Kate and I had eaten our dinner. And we both had a jacket potato. Kate had had a piece of chicken. It was a bird's eye garlic and herb chicken grill and beans. And I had had the rest of the chilli from the night before. So we ate it and we were sat there and the cuckoo clock that had been running had stopped. And the light was off, so all the birds were quiet. And we both sort of said, God, it feels really quiet in here. And we both just sat listening to the silence and both sort of now and again commenting. And I said, oh, I said, I feel really reflective. And Kate said, yeah, I know what you mean. And it was a really sort of enveloping silence. It wasn't horrible, but it was, again, it was a bit eerie. And this is no word of a lie, and we both heard, well, both things. We heard a sigh, and it didn't come from either of us. And it was as if somebody kind of went... And that is exactly how it was.
It is.
And we both went, what the? And Kate said, I thought that was you. I said, it wasn't me. And we were like, where did it come from? And I said, it was in here. I said, it was in the living room.
And there was a click afterwards.
And there was a click from outside, and it sounded really weird. And I said, sort of half jokingly, not thinking that Kate would get what I meant, I said, it almost sounded as if it could have been the flat. And Kate said, yes, I know what you mean. It was like, it was almost a sigh of relief, like somebody was unburdening themselves. Mm. And then, because I was sort of saying, oh, when I first moved into this flat, it felt really odd. I said it felt as if it was brooding. And it felt as if it almost didn't like me and didn't want me to be there. It calmed down after a while, but the first couple of nights I felt a bit, ooh, it was really odd. And as I said it, we both also heard, and we don't know where it came from, this noise. And it sounded as if somebody or something sort of went, and again, that's exactly how it was.
Yeah.
And exactly. We were both like, what? And we sat there and kind of went, oh my God. And I don't think it was anything outside because I don't know what it would have been.
No.
It wasn't an alarm. It wasn't someone...
It was very melodic.
It was. And we both kind of went, oh my... It was just really, really strange. It was after all the birds had gone.
Oh, yeah, you were little birds.
It was after the little birds and Kendall had gone.
So that room was empty.
So the room that the birds were in was empty. So we actually went up in that room because when I first moved in here, Chris's dad had to come and do quite a few little jobs for me because this flat, bless it, needed a bit of TLC. There wasn't one door that shut properly. I think I have done booze about this. And when he looked at the bird room door, he said, oh, my God. And I said, what's up? And he, in his northern accent, he said, some buggers kicked this in at some point. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, you can see where someone has kicked the door open. And I thought, oh, I said, oh, don't. I said, I've gone all cold. So, yeah, me and Kate then went up and stood in the bird room. And it felt very, very peaceful. And it wasn't just because there was no birds in it. It just, there was something... Something went on the other night, and we don't quite know what.
Something definitely went on.
It was really interesting. And for anyone interested in the paranormal, it was paranormal. There's no two ways about it. I'm sorry if I sound like a crackpot, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the sigh, there's no way both of us
heard
it.
No, there wasn't.
If it was, like, you know, there's no way we both could have made that up.
No, and it wasn't, before anyone says, oh, it was the parrots, it wasn't, because none of my parrots make that noise. You know, Banjo used to go, oh, but it wasn't a bird because it came from the room itself almost. It was, you had to be here.
You did, yeah.
It was one of those things that you had to be here to believe it. And whether you believe me or not is up to you, but it happened.
I mean, I'm known to be a bit of a cynic about these things sometimes, but I definitely heard.
Yeah, we both heard both things, the sigh and that sort of melodic, almost a song. It was really strange. And it almost felt as if the flat had rid itself of something. And ever since then, it's felt very, very peaceful.
Yeah.
It's almost felt as if it's relaxed and thought, oh. And I said to Kate, I said, why now? I said, why I said, have we helped it? And she said, I think you've helped it. She said, because there's never been any violence here. She said, and it's like it's seen you with the birds, you know, sort of helping Frankie through her issues and smoke calls. And it's almost like it sort of thought, oh, well, you know, maybe nothing horrible's going to happen to me. I don't know. It was, like I said, it might sound like complete and utter crap, but it happened.
We believe it.
Yeah, we do. So I'd be interested to hear anyone's comments on this. Even if you say you're talking complete tripe, then fair enough. But you had to be here. It was very, very odd. But yeah, last night was a strange one. On a more positive note, well, what happened the other night wasn't negative. It was positive, actually. Kate and I have been together a month today. Yay! So we're going to have a celebratory curry. We are going out in a bit, but I'm not going to say where or why, because I'm going to let Kate do that later.
I will do that later.
Yes, and I will do another boo about it when we come back. Brilliant. But I'm not going to mention it now. All I'm going to say is we're going out.
Yes.
So I'm going to go and pour us a cup of coffee. I'm going to stop wittering on about strange things. There's still a bit of packing to do, but I think we're going to get it done today and tomorrow. Well, we'll have to, but it's going to be fine. It'll be fine. So we will leave it there, folks.
Bye.
Keep warm because it's blooming cold out there. And, from me, goodbye, and we will speak to you all soon.